Welcome to lesson 33, building endurance. One of the things I tell my clients over and over again is that, like life, business is cyclical. It has seasons of expansion and contraction. If you haven't experienced both yet, you just haven't been in the game long enough. There are times, though, during those periods of contraction when things can feel incredibly intimidating or overwhelming, when things are hard and cash flow isn't cooperating and you're wondering where your next dollar is coming from. Come to think of it, there are times in the periods of expansion that can feel very much the same for different reasons. There's so much to do, so many decisions to make. You're trying new things that might feel hard or overwhelming or intimidating. Regardless of whether or not this is a period of expansion or contraction for you, there's one thing that gets you through it all: endurance. Grit, determination, endurance. To me, these words can be used interchangeably. It's about staying power through the tough times. It's the difference between being able to lift 50 pounds over your head and being able to hold your empty hands out in front of you for 15 or 20 minutes without dropping them. It's a lot harder to hold still and carry your own weight in front of you for 15 to 20 minutes and requires different muscles in order to do so. According to science, your biceps are made up of about 60% fast twitch muscle fibers and 40% slow twitch fibers. That's why your arms will start to tremble at about 5 minutes when you're empty-handed, but can probably lift that 50 pounds over your head in less than a few seconds. Endurance requires stronger, slow twitch muscles because they'll be called into use for longer periods of time. That's what this lesson is about, only for your business instead of your body. There are three ways we build endurance, all of which require you to focus on what's important to you instead of being distracted by everything else in the world. Ride the snail, stay in your lane, and keep your eyes on your own paper. Let's look at each one separately. Ride the snail comes from a conversation I had with a client years ago. She was just starting her business, and she said that the speed at which she was moving in her business felt like she was riding a snail. So I told her, well, then let's ride that snail. It's better to go slowly than to not go at all. Riding the snail is about not comparing your progress to the progress of others, but to stay focused on doing what you can as you are able where you are at currently. Confucius says it doesn't matter how slow you go, so long as you do not stop. Business isn't a race. For the most part, there are times when you want to be first to market, sure, but on the whole, it's less about being first and more about making it to the finish line in the first place, whatever the finish line looks like for you. If you find yourself going slower than you'd like, take a look at your capacity. Are there things slowing your momentum that you can delegate or delay for later, or maybe delete off your plate completely? You simply can't do more than your capacity allows for, period. By the way, that client of mine rode the snail for about a year, at which time she graduated to a tricycle. Still not a rocket, but faster progress toward her dreams and goals nonetheless. Bemoaning your speed only creates more frustration for yourself. Ride the snail and know that slow and steady really does get you to the finish line. Why? Because it's the steady part, not the speed, that matters most. Don't believe me? In a study of direct sales consultants, when given the option to either make one phone call every weekday for a month or make 5 phone calls a week over that same month at any time they wanted, the folks who were consistently making one call a day saw double the results. Double. Why? Because most of the inconsistent folks didn't actually end up making all 20 calls, or they waited until the end of the month and sat down and made 20 dials. The one call folks had a better chance of reaching someone because they were making one call every day and it wasn't overwhelming and they were able to stick with it for the entire month. Small stepping stones really do build tall towers. Ride the snail. That brings us to staying in your lane, which, like driving, is about focus. You don't need to veer off into other people's lanes just because you see them going faster over there. This is about delivering on what you've promised as much as it is about not letting yourself get distracted by shiny objects. If you said you were going to market on Instagram and then you see somebody talking about how 5-day challenges are getting amazing results, Stay in your lane. As I record this, Instagram is a very viable platform for marketing, so there's no good reason to veer off your course and jump into the 5-day challenge lane. Stay in your lane and do the work that you had planned to do. Plan, do, evaluate. Once you've executed on the plan, then if things aren't working, you can go ahead and change lanes before you start the next leg of your journey. But otherwise, stay in your lane. Lastly, eyes on your own paper. In school, there was always someone trying to slyly copy off my paper. And there were times when I caught on and I'd intentionally write down the wrong answers, wait a few minutes because I knew they were trying to copy off me, and then erase it all, correct it, and hand in my paper while they were still scrambling to fix their answers. That usually stopped them from copying me anymore. And because they didn't keep their eyes on their own paper, they failed. Eyes on your own paper is also about not being influenced by others, but it's more about keeping your head down to avoid the bad or well-meaning advice that other people might be giving you as it relates to the work that you're doing. Everybody's a critic. Someone always has something to say about what you're doing. And ultimately, you are the boss and you have to live with your results. So I encourage you, please, by all means, have trusted advisors like a coach or a support community to give you helpful and constructive feedback about the work you're doing. But otherwise, keep your eyes on your own paper and show us your best work, not the answers of other people, which might end up being wrong for you anyway. These three tactics keep you from getting stuck in the echo chamber and keep you out of perfection paralysis. Riding the snail keeps you in motion, even if it's not as fast as you'd like. Staying in your lane keeps you focused on your current project. And eyes on your own paper means other people's well-meaning or downright bad advice isn't even on your radar because you're focused on what really matters to you. Your assignment is about continuing to build your awareness. As you find yourself falling into the common distraction traps during the week, remind yourself of these three tactics and practice them as needed. Stay in your lane, eyes on your own paper, ride the snail. Be sure to document your results and celebrate your wins for the week. In our next lesson, we're going to circle back to the money stuff with a quick and dirty lesson on the difference between expenses and investments for your business. And I will see you there.